Hold on. Okay. Fruit fly. Okay. So wait.
Whoa.
Straight on your face.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So say, for example, a family comes here and none of them speak English. The kids don't. Oh, sorry. Spanish.
This is gonna be easy for
them. Hola, chicos. I'm Bea.
And I'm Paul. And in this video, we invited over Marina Enestrosa from bureaucracy.es to talk about moving to Spain when you have children.
We're excited to show you this interview because we talked a lot about the school system here in Spain and also the healthcare system here in Spain.
A lot of things that I think is going to be helpful for you. So stay tuned. The Moving to Spain with Children interview is coming right after the intro.
Hi, Bea. Hi, Paul. How are you?
Hi, we're good. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Really, really appreciate it. I guess it's really important for us and for the viewers to know what you do and what your company is about. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you do?
Well, my name is Marina Enestrosa. Our company is called bureaucracy.es, and we help international people to move to Spain. So we know that it can be a challenging and a stressful moment to apply for a visa. So we help you to make this application easier and smooth and welcoming you in Spain. So this is what we do. We make people happy in Spain.
And that's the reason why we invited you over, because we know that you have a lot of experience when it comes to moving not only married couples, but also people with families to Spain.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. So some families from the US, from English-speaking countries and also other countries, they are willing to move to Spain. And we know that having kids is a different decision. So a lot of factors are involved. So that's why we are here to support them and help them with enrolling the children in the school, explain how it works in Spain, some cities that are of preference, because as I said in some videos before, so most of our families, they choose Valencia because it's a perfect destination, also Alicante, Malaga. So yes, we can support those families all over Spain, including the islands as well.
Today we're going to be talking about how you move your family into Spain. So Paul and I don't have kids, so we don't know this.
Yeah,
so.
But we've been getting a lot of questions from people who are moving to Spain with their kids. And, you know, what better person to ask but you? So this is going to be a great great video for sure.
Yes, exactly. So we receive a lot of petitions of families that they want to move to Spain, but they don't know how to handle with the school, with pets, etc. So as a family, we know that it's exciting, but at the same time, it's a challenge. So yes, we are here to answer those questions.
So yeah, so let's get started. So first question, let's start with the visa application. So can the parents just fill in an application and submit and then bring their children to the interview, or do the children need to fill out their own applications?
Well, as we know, kids are minors and they are dependent on the family. So they need to apply as part of the family, but yes, they need individual files in order to apply individually. So yes, imagine that you are a family of four. So as a family, you are going to go in together, all of you, to the consulate with four folders, and the father or the mother is going to be the main applicant, the person that is going to support the visa with the financial means, as we have mentioned before. But yes, it's going to be every single person needs to apply, needs to have a file with all their personal information.
And when you say applying separately, does that also include the time? Because usually when you apply for like going to the embassy, you need to pick times.
Yes, appointments, you mean?
Yes.
Yes, the kids also need to book an appointment, and we provide this appointment. So yes, it's mandatory.
So naturally, bringing kids with you would also involve school, right? So what's the normal process of how does this work?
In Spain, every single child has access to the school system, the public one. So before application, the kids doesn't need to be enrolled in any school, private or public one. It's at the moment that you arrive in Spain, you need to enroll the kids in a school. So, and this decision is up to you. Can be private or can be public. It's mandatory to enroll your children in Spain.
So what is the best month to move to Spain if you have school age children?
Well, I will suggest you to move in February and January. Why? Because you are gonna enroll your children in April, May. So in that time frame, you are gonna be able to choose the best school for your children. Because first of all, you need to get Padrón. Padrón certificate is a proof that you are living in an address in that city. So let's say in Valencia. So you live in that neighborhood, which is close to that school, and they are gonna have access to apply for that school and be eligible. However, if you arrive later, sometimes you cannot pick the right school. It's about the city hall, the size, that big decision instead of you. So yes, I would say January, February.
Okay, so if they move earlier in the year, they have a better chance of getting into the school closer to where they live.
Uh-huh, and they can pick. So you have like five options and you pick the first one, the second, the third one. But after that, you are not able to pick anymore.
Okay, so you're left with fewer choices later in the year. Okay.
So is it safe to say that August is the worst time to move to Spain?
Yes, we know that some families, they say, well, I want to move in August because I know that they are going to start a school in September, which is perfect. But they don't have any chance to choose the school. They are going to apply in September because, as we know, everything in August is closed in our country. And the city hall is going to say, well, this is your school. And that's it.
So if they don't like the school that the city hall assigns to them, can they choose to go to a private school?
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course. We are talking about public schools. But if you pay, as we know, yes, they can pick any school. And in Spain, we have many international families. So private schools where they teach English, French, German, it's a good option as well. So it's about a family decision to make those payments in order to have a private education.
So how much does it cost to be in a private school? Ballpark.
It depends. So we know that sometimes it's 10,000 euros per year. Sometimes it can be less. Something that is interesting about Spain, we have the public school, which is absolutely free. The concertado, which is a hybrid. So you pay like a monthly fee to the school, and it's about 50 euros per kid. And the private one, that sometimes you pay monthly or quarter or even in advance the old year. So yes, it's something. It's a question that you need to ask to that school that you are gonna choose to enroll your kid.
So this is all across the board, right? For the NLV, for Golden Visa, for Digital Nomad, the school is you could do either public or private for your children, and it's okay.
That's right. Yes, it's allowed. Private or public is fine. But yes, it's mandatory to enroll your kids in high school. And the system is quite similar. So the education is quite similar as well.
So speaking of mandatory to enroll your kids in school, is there an option for homeschooling?
Unfortunately, it's not. We have received many, many questions about this with American families mostly, because homeschooling is famous in the US, but in Spain it's not at all, and it's forbidden. And I'm going to explain you why. Because you are going to come here in Spain with a non-lucrative visa, for example, and you want to renew after 12 months living here. One of the requirements when you have children is to also to gather documents, personal documents such passport, padrón certificate, etc., and a certificate from the school, from the last year, school year, and the present one proving that your kid went to a school and is going to the school right now. So if your kid is homeschooling, the visa is going to be rejected for sure.
So say, for example, for families that have a lot of kids, maybe four kids, can they all go to the same school, like to the same public school?
It depends. So we are going to talk about the public school. If they come in January, February, they are going to be able to enroll the four kids in the same school, hopefully, if they have enough space. So as a big family, you have more chances to have all the children in the same school. But if you arrive in September, October in Spain, the chances are like 10% that they go to the same school, because the city hall is going to decide on for you. Not you don't have the power of decision in this matter, unfortunately. So I will say, like, in many ways in Spain happens, it's about luck. But obviously, if you come at the beginning of the year, you're going to have more chances to get it.
Okay, we've been hearing about the word concertado as a school. Can you tell us more about that?
Uh-huh. So concertado is a hybrid between public and private one. So it's a private school which is getting support and financial means from the government. So you pay a small fee monthly to enroll your kid in that school. Usually it's a concertado school is a religious school as well. So you pay 50 euros per month and your kid has access to that school. So yes, but as you know, is in Spain, the biggest religion is Catholic. So if you are not part of those religion, that religion is going to be a different education for your kid that you need to make the decision.
Oh, I see. So they'll have like maybe religion classes in the concertado school?
Yes. And also sometimes the kids pray and they wear uniform. So in Spain, you don't wear uniform. But in the concertados school, yes, you wear uniform and you pray, you celebrate like more religious festivities. Obviously, it's Catholic festivities.
So in general, is Spain a very religious country?
Officially, Spain is not a religious country. But most of the Spanish citizens declare themselves as Catholic, or even they don't believe in any God. Also, we have nowadays, we have more citizens from different cultures, also Muslims, Jewish. But yes, I will say that we are not that Catholic people. So we have the church, we have like an incredible history and background about Catholicism, but I guess it's not Catholic, this country, anymore.
The churches are beautiful. We just came back from going around and wow, it's just spectacular.
Yes, it's beautiful, and you can find mosques also in Andalusia with inside of you have a church. You have a lot of cathedrals, small church in Spain. So yes, it's a beautiful heritage that we have. But yes, it's more cultural than you pray and you go to the church every single Sunday.
So when it comes to the quality of life of the families that you've helped move, what can you tell us about their situation right now?
Well, most of our families with children, they move to the Canary Islands, Alicante, or Valencia. So I will say that it's a good move because Valencia, Alicante, so they are cities but are not that big like is Barcelona or Madrid, where the logistic having a family is quite different. So you can walk, like in Valencia, you can walk or take the public transport or having like a small car. So it's the children quite enjoy way more Spain, and I will say that Spain is safe. Everywhere is safe, and it's something that is really, really good about our country. So moving with a family, you need to decide which city is going to be the best for you. But obviously, if you live in like in a medium-sized city, or medium town, a small size town, the quality of life is going to be higher, and your family and you are going to enjoy way more the Spanish lifestyle. So this is a personal decision, as I always I say, but for sure you're going to have a great time with your kids, raising your kids in our country.
Yeah, so far we don't have kids, but we enjoy the situation here in Spain. And I want to ask you then, when families decide where to move, are there any cultural differences that the people should be aware of?
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is a good question, because as we know, in Barcelona, in Catalonia, or in Comunidad Valenciana, they speak also a second language. So we have two official languages, which is Spanish and also Catalan and Valenciano. So in Barcelona, basically, your kids is gonna be bilingual, because they are gonna speak in the school Catalan, in the street also Catalan or even Spanish. So yes, it's interesting to have two languages, but in the rest of the countries, the education is going to be 100% in Spanish if they decide to have a public school instead of a private one. We know that when you choose a private one, the languages options are bigger than the public ones.
So for the adult children, what documentation will they need to work or to study in Spain?
Mm-hmm. This is a very delicate question. So every single consulate has different requirements, as we know. So if you are planning to move with your children and they are 18, 20 years old, you need to prove that you are paying absolutely everything for them. Education, expenses, and if they are living with you, everything. Because otherwise, they don't have the right to join you in the application. So it's going to be mandatory to prove that you are responsible of every single expense of this kit.
Is there a age limit when it comes to adult children being
that are
dependent?
Yeah.
I will say yes. So we know that until you are 18, you are a minor in Spain, so you can join your family without anything. So yes, the birth certificate. Your parents are going to prove enough savings to support you as well. After that, we need to prove that your parents are paying absolutely everything for you. And I will say that also it's important to have like any studies planned in Spain, that you are going to learn Spanish or you are going to study like a bachelor degree in Madrid, for example, or a master degree. Something related with the studies, and that's why your family is still supporting you. Otherwise, if you're planning to work, you are going to be treated like as an adult and you need to get an sponsor visa. But I will say 23, 24 is going to be the limit for us, because otherwise it's going to be complex to prove that.
And are the adult children able to work while they're studying?
No.
On a non-lucrative visa.
No. Non-lucrative visa doesn't allow you to work. On a student visa, which is a different visa, obviously a different application, they are allowed to work up to 20 hours per week. So yes, and they have after that, they have the right to apply for a work visa and get the work permit in Spain.
I see. So student visa, yes, but if they're under your non-lucrative visa as a dependent, no.
That's right.
And student visa has no age limit.
Yes, you can be 20, you can be 40, 50. So yes, you can study Spanish or any studies and at any time.
So for people who are moving here on a non-lucrative visa or one of those residency visas whose goal is to become a
permanent
resident, how can they obtain that for themselves and their adult children?
This is a question that we cannot answer right now, because as always we say, every single family has a different situation. Not this answer is gonna reply all these concerns. So if you have children over 25, almost 30 years old, it's gonna be quite complex. to support the family application because they have the tools and the experience or background studies to get a job visa instead of being dependent on your parents. So yes, I will say that it's better if they book a free consultation with us and we explore the situation and the different options.
Aside from schooling, another thing that parents have to factor in is healthcare. So mm-hmm. what can you tell us about the healthcare system that's available for children in Spain?
Okay. When you apply for a non-lucrative visa, you are going to do it at the consulate. And your children needs also a private health insurance, as you are going to do. So the first year, you are going to have access to the private health insurance with full coverage and no copayments as well. In order to renew the visa, you need exactly the same policy. So I will say, from experience from my clients, they are very happy with the result because children get sick easier than adults. And the private health insurance is going to cover absolutely anything. There is no extra payments. So yes, it's a very good option. But yes, some families approach to us and they ask that if the children will have access to the public health care. And I must say that this is not an option. If you don't pay social security contributions and taxes in Spain, because you are working, you are self-employed, etc., you don't have access to the public health care. So you need to have a private health insurance for sure, for you and all your kids.
So for people who are trying to apply for public school, what would be the requirements for it, like the documents?
The main documents is the Padrón certificate. With that Padrón certificate, that verifies where you are living right now, in which address in that town, you have access to enroll your children in a public school. So I would say Padrón certificate is the first one, and second is going to be the birth certificate of the children with an apostille and official translation and the passport as well. So yeah, but Padrón is always the key in Spain.
So I don't know if this is common, but say the school that you are assigned to is far from the place where you live at. Is there a way that the kids would be able to go to their school?
Yes, most of the schools, they have rutas. Rutas is that they have buses that collect the kids every single morning and drop them off in the school. And they do the same after the school finish. And also they offer a comedor. Comedor is lunch service. So the children, well, you pay like a 6 euros per lunch or even 3 euros per lunch. And you have access to a menu for every kid. So you have like also extra activities. So the most important is that you inform yourself which school is going to be the chosen one, if you have the opportunity to choose, and which activities and extra services they can offer you. If it's a public school, it's not going to be that expensive, unfortunately. So it's going to be just a few euros extra at the end of the month.
Is there, do you pay for the bus, for the school bus?
Sometimes you pay, sometimes it's free. It depends.
And there's also daycare services here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, daycare. So you have the public one, which is the waiting list is quite high, and the private ones, you don't have any waiting list. But yes, a school, preschool start when you are 3 years old until five, and after that they start the school, the regular school, and when you are 11, you move to the high school until 17. And after that, yeah, you study bachelor degree or any studies related to your desire file.
And then when you graduate, you move out of the house.
No, when you get married, you move out of the house.
No. Yes, in Spain, usually you study. So when you start college, you decide like a student city, like can be Salamanca, Granada, or Madrid. And you move out with your roomies and you go to college and see and experience a different part of the world.
So say for a family who just moved here and doesn't speak Spanish, what is the process of learning Spanish for these kids?
One of the directors of a public school told me once that they are going to try to teach the kid Spanish, and also the rest of the students are going to welcome him to practice, to play in Spanish. So for the kid, it's not going to be tough at the end, but yes, at the beginning, it's going to be a little bit, as we know, because it's a different culture, it's a different school, kids, and language. So it's also a work from their parents. Then they need to teach the kids with an extra activities, extra teachers, the Spanish language. So it's a teamwork. Not just the school need to teach them, also the families need to contribute to make easier the move to Spain, to a Spanish-speaking country as well.
I agree, actually. And I think for kids, it's easier for them to pick up the language. We have a family, we have a friend who has three kids. I think the youngest is 11 and the other two are like 15 and 17. And when I asked them who speaks Spanish the best, the 11-year-old, she speaks the best. Yeah.
Yes, you're going to discover a new world that are with many other friends, and they are going to enjoy. They are going to enjoy because it's going to be just a few months, and after that, you're going to be integrated fully in the Spanish culture as well. But yes, at the beginning, it's a family work that they need to do it together in order to achieve the language.
So thank you so much for joining us today, Marina. It's a pleasure to have you. Can you let our viewers know how they can find you?
The pleasure is mine. So it's been fantastic to discuss and talk to you about the non-lucrative visa requirements when you have children. So yes, you can find us on our website, burocracy.es. And over there, you can book a free consultation with us as well to discuss the requirements and how it's moving with children to Spain. So please don't hesitate and contact us. We are going to be happy to assist you as well. And don't forget, we have a 10% discount using the Everything is Bofo code.
Sweet. Thank you for doing that for us and for our viewers. And we really can't wait to do more of these videos. Let's see what the viewers say about if they have any more questions. But until we see you again, we really hope you have a great week, and we hope to see you soon.
Me too. Well, see you around. See you in Valencia or in Malaga, where we are based.
Thank you so much for watching. We hope this interview convinced you to move to Spain with your children.
We hope it gave you a little bit of insight on what to expect when you bring your kids here to Spain. For us, we've had a great time so far, and we're happy that most of our friends who have their kids with them are having a blast too. So as usual, don't forget to like and subscribe if you haven't, and we will see you in the next video. Cheers.
Thank you. Bye.